Blog Talk Radio.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabonds.
Everybody, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of the day or night it is in the corner of the globe you live in. I hope you're all doing great and having a great Christmas and a great holiday celebration. Andy Kimball here of the Andy and Amanda Show, checking out some new technical equipment here on our program as we enter 2021. I can't believe it. Can't believe it. I bet you can't either. Hope you're doing great. It is wonderful to be with you right here solo. We might try to get Amanda on to join us in the UK. I'm in Los Angeles, California, at our Coast to Coast studios in Hollywood, California. And what we might do here is play some music that we're going to hear during the show. We're going to do a special presentation of our Christmas music show that we aired just a couple of days ago. And we're going to pretty much do a rerun of that show. But let's run here some music. This is Susan Warner. She's a good friend of mine from way back when, and she's an amazingly talented singer-songwriter, been touring, being incredibly successful. Just did the music recently of a Broadway-bound show called Bull Durham, and she's amazing. She's truly amazing. Here's Susan Warner doing Merry Little Christmas live at the World Cafe, WXPN in Philadelphia. Here is Susan Warner doing Merry Little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide LGBTQIA. From now on, gather near to us once more. Through the year, we all will be together. If the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest through the years, we all
Susan Warner, a friend of mine from way back, who's been very successful in her music career. Spit it out, Andy, as I just explained earlier. This is the Andy and Amanda Show. This is Andy Kimball live from Hollywood, California. Amanda is in the UK, and she doesn't know I'm doing this show right now because I'm trying out some new technical equipment on the program at the current time. But I figured it would give us a good opportunity to say hello. Let me get antiquated with this new technological equipment, the headset and speaker system that I'm using here in our LA studios. And we might even talk about, I figure why I'm here doing the show, maybe we need to talk about some of the latest breaking news that's real. And I'll tell you what that is. You know, everybody or may have heard by now, if you haven't heard by now, that there was a bombing in Nashville on 2nd Street, which is about less than a mile away from my nephew's going to be moving to in January, early January. So that's got me and my family a little bit alerted, to say the least. But right now, it's suspected of being a suicide bombing. There's been, to be polite, some human remains that have been found near the explosion site in Nashville. Investigators are now looking into the Christmas morning explosion in Nashville that believe the blast is likely to be the result of a suicide bombing, according to the two law enforcement sources with direct knowledge of the investigation. Officials have previously said that they have recovered human remains, as I just said, at the scene of the bombing in downtown Nashville. And an FBI official on Saturday said agents are now looking into it further, but they're not looking for another suspect. And it's obvious also that whoever did this is, you know, conscious of other people, because prior to 15 minutes before that bomb going off, there was loudspeaker announcements that a bomb was going to go off in that van to get out of the way. You know, everybody move. And I think, you know, the coordinator of our show, folks from the East Coast, his name's Cornell Butler. Cornell, are you with us today on this amazingly
yes,
spot?
I'm right here.
Hey, Cornell,
hey,
what's up?
How you doing?
All right. All we need to do now is get Amanda on board. We got a full team. Woo!
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, man. Happy birthday too.
Today's my birthday, folks. Today's my birthday. And Cornell, I was just telling folks, our audience, that and most of which are going to be hearing this on a podcast, checking out some new equipment that my wife got me for my birthday for our show. And how am I sounding? Is this okay? Sound okay?
You sound great, man. You sound better.
Woo!
You sound real good.
Thank you. Yeah. So that was the impetus to do this show. But Cornell, I was just saying, I don't know, I guess you may have heard that a bomb went off in Nashville Christmas morning very early. They're looking into what,
really?
Where, how. Yeah. So they're checking, you know, what, who was responsible for this, where, why, and we don't know a whole lot about it right now. We'll be talking about it more in our show, I guess, as time moves on, as we get beyond the holidays here. And how was your Christmas, Cornell?
It was awesome, man. Me and my wife just chilled out, watched movies. She gave me a gift. I gave her a gift, and we just relaxed all day and eat and watch movies.
That's so nice. That's so nice. And I wish the same for
our choice.
Oh, it's great here, too. We have, I was late kind of getting into it this year, as I explained on our show previously. But Christmas Eve, we got a tree. We lit it up. We put some decorations on it. Had a great Christmas here yesterday, and I've had a birthday today in Malibu, and Cornell was part of that celebration, which is so cool.
Yes, it was awesome. It was great. Your daughters did a great job, and your wife and everybody. It was awesome, man.
Oh, thanks, man. Thank you. And, we want to hear also, because we are live right now at 515-605-9888, and this is a very short show because actually it was just to check out some of this new equipment. If you want to come on board, again, 515-605-9888, tell us how you spent Christmas, and we'd love to talk to you and hear from you. And of course, you can email us if you want us to bring up any news or subjects that you might want to hear about or have us look into on your behalf or on audience around the world's behalf. Email us at andyandamandashow@gmail.com, and we'd love to hear from you. Hey, I was going to say Amanda, Cornell. So,
yes.
Hi. Thank you for joining us, man. At such late notice, just like
anytime.
A spontaneous
no problem. Anything. It's your birthday. I say I'll do it for your birthday.
Do you believe right
no
now?
Problem.
Here we are doing a show. Here we are doing a show, you know?
Yeah, it was awesome.
You know, there's a lot of things talking, you know, in the news happening. There was 3 people killed and 3 wounded in a shooting in a bowling alley today. There's a whole bunch of people that are going to lose benefits unless Trump signs a relief bill, which I guess in East Coast time, on West Coast, if he didn't do it by midnight, it's not going to happen. There's a lot happening in the world, Cornell, and not all of it's good. Some of it's good, but not all of it's good. Most of it's not, unfortunately.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, that's the news, you know, that's the news. You know, it's but it is holiday time, and we do hope that all of our listeners have had a wonderful and are going to have a wonderful holiday season here. We're going to play, Cornell, what we're going to do now is this our little brief discussion here is going to be followed by the Christmas show that we broadcast on the 23rd, which featured a lot of real fun music and conversation and great singer-songwriters.
Oh,
and,
man, that's awesome. Yeah,
wasn't that good? That was a great show.
Yeah, that was real good.
So what I'm going to do is, via modern technology, is this show is going to precede the pre-recording of that show. And for those hanging out, getting on the internet, browsing, tune in. And you probably, you know, I don't blame you if you don't want to hear us, but well, listen to the music that we're playing on our show because it's some great holiday. Yeah, great, great holiday tunes, right, Cornell? Some good stuff.
Yes, yeah, definitely. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah, it's real good stuff. And it right now in East Coast time, it's 12 after 12. It's already Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I'm in California, and I called Cornell, and I said, Cornell, we're doing a show. Wake up.
Yeah.
So he did. And thank you for joining us.
We are dedicated to our show.
Absolutely.
No matter what.
You bet. So, but this is sounding all right, Cornell, and that's the reason why we're doing this quick
great,
little.
I swear it sounds not to swear, but it sounds real good.
Oh, I'm glad to hear
it. It's not like you didn't sound great before, but you sound even better.
Oh, that's good.
Your voice.
I'm glad to hear it because my wife got me this headset microphone combination as part of my birthday gift. And I was anxious to try it. So let's go in the air right now and check it out. So that's what we're doing. And I thank you, Cornell, for verifying and letting me know how it does sound. And
yes.
We have a lot of fun things happening in 2021 on the Andy and Amanda show, right, Cornell? And that a lot of it has to do with the fact that Cornell made it so. So thank you, Cornell. And
well,
we'll
I can't make it
week.
So without a great team. Teamwork makes the dream work, right?
You bet. So happy Merry Christmas to all. We'll be saying all good night. Please don't hang up. Listen to the show that we have now that's going to be the reload of the 23rd of December show with some great music, some great singer-songwriters, and we'll be playing this show all week as we take the Christmas break week off on our own vacation. And we'll be joining everybody. We might do another broadcast during the week. Who knows? But right now we're off. We'll talk to everybody in 2021 next year live at 515-605-9888. Cornell, thanks for joining us on this quick show.
Thank you. Thanks for calling me. I really appreciate it.
All right,
it.
Man. You take care.
You too, man. Enjoy,
and
brother.
I think what I'm doing is I'm going to plug in a tune here. Why not? Why not plug in a tune? Here's our music guy on our own show. We'll talk more about it in January, but here is Stephen DeJoseph playing Green Sleeves. I forget the Christmas name of the tune, but here it is. All right, folks, take care. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye. Merry Christmas. Okay. Happy New Year's. Thank you.
Hey, folks, I guess that song ended. Cornell and I have been chatting away. Let's hear another tune. This is Stan Rogers. First Christmas away from home. Here we go.
This day a year ago, he was rolling in the snow with a younger brother in his father's yard. Christmas break, time for touching home, the heart of all he'd known, and leaving was so hard. 3,000 miles away, now he's working Christmas Day, making double time for the minding of the store. Well, he always said he'd make it on his own, spending Christmas Eve alone. First Christmas away. Standing by the train station, panhandling for change, $4 more buys a decent meal and a room. Looks like the salient place after all, in a crowded sleeping hall that echoes like a tomb. But it's warm and clean and free, and there are worse places to be, and at least it means no beating from her dad. And if she cries because it's Christmas Day, she hopes that it won't show. First Christmas apartment stands a tree, and it looks so small and bare, not like it was meant to be. Golden angel on the top, it's not that same old silver star you wanted for your own first Christmas. Well, in the morning, they get prayers, then it's crafts and tea downstairs, then another meal back in his little room, hoping maybe that the boys will think to phone before the day is gone. Well, it's best they do it soon. When the old girl passed away, he fell apart more every day. Each had always kept the other pretty well. But the kids all said the nursing home was best, 'cause he couldn't live alone. First Christmas. common room, they've got the biggest tree. And it's huge and it's cold and lifeless, not like it ought to be. And the lit up flashing Santa Claus on top, it's not that same old silver star you once made for your own first Christmas away from home. First Christmas away.
Cornell and I start just chatting away here. We're going to continue with our music program. Cornell, I think we give our listeners a dose of the Temptations doing Silent Night. What do you think?
Oh my gosh. I think.
I think too. Here we go. Temptations, Silent Night. Merry Christmas, everybody. More music from the Andy and Amanda Show.
What happened? watching the gleaming street. If I had one wish in this world,
Hi, I'm Richard Schindel, and this is Dar Williams.
Hello.
And we're going to sing a song we haven't sung together in a very long time. It's called The Ballad of Mary Magdalene.
All right.
Excuse these wrecks, I'm in.
Your
Hey, the light sounds, the easy sounds, the sounds that we're playing for our Christmas show here on the Andy in a Minute program. Andy Kimball here with the show coordinator, Cornell Butler, on the line as well. Cornell, you know what I want to do right now?
Yes.
Do you remember the Hanukkah piece we put together with Donald Trump joining the a cappella group of the Hebrew singers?
What do you say,
Hanukkah ended a week ago. What do you say we put that on right now to give the listeners a shot who may have not heard it or who may want to hear it again? What do you think?
Yes.
Let's hear
of
it.
Course,
Hanukkah
never ends on our show.
Hanukkah never ends. I agree with you, man. And this is by request. We've got a lot of really good feedback on this little piece that we put together here on the Andy and Amanda Show. And let's take a listen to it. It's kind of funny. Enjoy it. It's Donald Trump, actually, who spent a great deal of time during the Christmas holiday or just preceding what the time that preceded it, who nobody's heard from the guy, and we know what he has been doing. He joined a Hebrew a cappella sing group. Many people do not know that, but we know it here on this show, and we're going to play you the rehearsal sessions. We have it right here, so let's take a listen.
Have a little dreidel, I made it out of clay, and when it's dry and ready, oh dreidel, I shall play. Oh, COVID, I made it out of clay, and when it's dry and ready, oh dreidel, I shall play. I have a little dreidel, I made it out of clay, when it's dry and ready, oh dreidel, I shall play. Oh, COVID, I made it out of clay, and when it's dry and ready, oh dreidel, I shall play. It has a lovely body, with legs so short and thin, and when it gets all tired, it drops and then I win. Oh, COVID, I made it out of clay, and when it's dry and ready, oh dreidel, I shall play.
Me and my little
Rosie, me and my little Rosie, Israel,
oh, Israel, oh, Israel, oh,
Israel,
oh,
let's have a recession.
Shema.
Others should have done this long before me.
Be Mashiach, ooh, Yamenu Kolam
Yisrael, Yakum VeYigael.
Although I enjoy doing it.
Be Mahel Kurot Yisrael, O Tami Yivne.
TikTok. Jobs, retail, stock markets. COVID.
Ma'osor Yeshuati Lechana Elishabea.
Who's number one with Hispanics?
Tikun Betefilati Lisham Toda Nizabea.
Nobody knows this stuff better than me.
Lietachima Bea Mitzor Hamna Bea.
And now we're going to get money.
Azeg mor b'shir mizmor Chanukah ha-mizbeach.
Look at my African-American over here.
Azeg mor b'shir mizmor Chanukah ha-mizbeach.
You know what I'm talking about?
I
am the chosen one.
COVID. Kavushir Urena
That verse that I think was fired.
That was fun. Isn't that fun?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Of course. We always have fun on the show.
We do. Should we hear some Elvis, do you think?
No
Elvis? All right. How about James Taylor then?
No,
James Taylor. Let's hear James Taylor's Christmas song then.
Well, my Elvis is just the Elvis that you play.
No, I'm talking Elvis Blue. This one here.
I'm thinking of something else. You know
I know what you're thinking. I know you're thinking. You're thinking of Caught in a Trap, Boner. No, we don't play that. I agree. We don't play. Let's play Blue Christmas, Elvis Presley. No, I won't sing it. I won't even try. Here's Elvis.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I'll have a blue.
This is Andy Kimball, the Andy and Amanda Show. Cornell Butler is joining us here on this spontaneous day after Christmas, December 26, 2020, technical equipment check show, last minute deal.
Yeah.
Cornell was kind enough to join us at midnight his time
to do whatever.
Let's hear James Taylor next. This is James Taylor Christmas song. Here we go on the Andy and Amanda Show.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows some holly and some mistletoe. Well, they help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes on the globe will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loading lots of toys and goodies in his sleigh. Every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. So I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Christmas show here on Blog Talk Radio, and here's another tune coming right up at you on this show. It's called Christmas Rudolph. It comes to us from our co-host who's not with us on this particular show, Amanda Love in the UK. She sent us this one. It's called Christmas Rudolph here on the Coast to Coast program.
Nose reindeer had a very shiny nose. If you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names, and they never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. But then on foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Won't you guide my sleigh? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. If you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. How the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Because on foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Won't you guide my sleigh? Red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Yes, yeah, so Andy Kimball here with Cornell Butler. So, Cornell, what you do Christmas?
Hello.
Hey.
Well, what I do Christmas, I chilled out with my wife. We ate some food, watched a couple movies, and was thankful just to see another day.
Mm. Well, we got to, you know, have
you ever served in an infantry unit, son?
Never?
I would say, oh my gosh, I thought he was asleep. He's still up? No.
Asked him to put his life in yours.
Man, this guy needs some rest because it's like 1 o'clock on my time. He's still up.
You gotta wonder.
Next show.
Your next. You gotta wonder, you know. You gotta wonder, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta wonder.
You snotty little bastard.
What did I do to hurt
my
you?
God.
Jeez. You know?
Yeah, man. He need to go back to sleep. And he's from the East Coast, so he should.
Can
be
you imagine if we didn't get hit by this freak, this total freak?
Who are you talking about?
Oh gosh. They waking up. Andy, you only wake me up. You woke them up too, right?
I don't know.
He'll do it
I'm
the
like,
first day he gets in. He'll do it.
Do what? You know, it's like, I don't know.
Next time we start the radio program, we got to be real quiet because they listening. So they woke up now. They live on the East Coast. So I'm like, I know it's like close to 2 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Jesus. God. God, you don't know.
Kamala. Kamala. Kamala.
They're taking office January 20th, and the day can't come soon enough, you know? Can't come soon enough. Let's check out some more music. Oh, I love this tune coming up. J.J. Cale, Crazy Mama. It's not a Christmas tune, but it's a great song. J.J. Cale. Crazy Mama. Take a listen.
One, two, three, four.
Crazy Mama, where you been so long? Crazy Mama,
yeah, I don't know what happened to that song. supposed to play. Yeah. It's gone.
She probably went to sleep.
What happened? I wonder why that song didn't play. Crazy Mama. Huh. Crazy Mama. Or maybe it's a short song.
Yeah.
Here is
surrounded by death every day in the critical care.
No, I don't want to hear about that. Sorry. I don't want to hear about that now. I don't want to hear about that. But I think if my eyesight is treating me right here we go.
I prepaid my tax.
Why should we break our backs? Stupidly paying tax.
What did I pay?
Stupidly paying tax.
Because at some point they think it's an estimate. They think I may have to pay tax. So
you've got to pick a pocket or two.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. They all waking up now.
Uh-oh.
That's scary.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
And now we're going to get money because we want the money.
Yeah, we do. We do.
Yeah. They waking up. Oh, my gosh. Whatever they had, they done. They done. They said, Andy woke us up. Now the party you want to
start. I was mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You tell them.
I thought we gave them a whole week off. They still want to. They're supposed to come back in the first. Look, they bored too.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Yeah.
Guys, we gave y'all off until January the 1st. You still suck. I guess they didn't have enough to do it anyway, so they was bored.
Yeah, they want to join us. Everybody want to join the Andy and Amanda show? Yeah, they do. They do. Yeah.
Would you rather have a man?
No, I wouldn't.
No.
I wouldn't. Anyway, Cornell, so I guess we should let these people go to bed. Maybe they want to hear one more tune.
Yeah.
And
you too.
So, you know, I'll tell you what.
You're a contemptible lowlife for talking this way about this country.
I haven't said a damn thing about this country. What do you? let's play a Christmas song. Those sorts.
Will you release any of your tax returns for the public to scrutinize?
Well, we're working on that now. I have very big returns, as you know, and I have everything all approved and very beautiful, and we'll be working on that over the next period of time. But we're working on it right now, and at the appropriate time, you'll be very satisfied.
Maybe able to help you grow your balls.
The next 3-4 months, we're working on it very hard, and they'll be very good.
The tax returns at the appropriate time. There's no rush. At the appropriate time.
I will absolutely give my return, but I'm being audited now for 2 or 3 years, so I can't do it until the audit is finished, obviously, and I think people would understand that.
And then his scrunched up face and tight breathing tells you he's climaxing.
Obviously, if I'm being audited, I'm not going to release a return. As soon as the audit is done, I love it.
Do you believe voters have a right to see your tax returns before they make a final decision?
I think they do, but I do say this.
Follow the yellow brick rules.
I will really gladly give them. When the audit ends, I'm going to present them. That should be before the election. I hope it's before the election.
And when the audit's complete, I'll release my returns. I don't know when that's going to be, but when the audit is complete, I'll release my returns. I have no problem with it. It doesn't matter.
Then, it's all over.
I will release my tax returns against my lawyer's wishes. When
it is time to say once and for all, the president is never going to release his tax returns.
Stay out of this, Glinda, or I'll fix you as well.
We'll have to get back to you on that.
Trump and the White House will not even give us a copy of the audit letter, an innocuous document. So I don't think there's any reason to believe Donald Trump is actually under audit if they won't produce audit letters.
For the record, nothing prevents individuals from sharing their own tax returns, even while under audit by the IRS. Mr. Cohen, do you know whether President Trump's tax returns were really under audit by the IRS in 2016?
Follow the yellow brick road.
To be clear, you believe Democrats will never see the president's tax returns?
Oh, no, never. No, nor should they.
But if you didn't see the tax returns, you'd think there's almost like something wrong. What's wrong?
We represent the Lollipop Guild. The Lollipop Guild. The Lollipop Guild.
Whatever. You know what you were screaming.
Is he like leaning forward and going like, oh, you know, like.
That was a good one, too. You know, remember that one? Yep.
Yes.
Cordell's going to fall asleep on us. I don't blame him, me too. Well, listen, let's let these people go with a Christmas tune and, you know, we'll be back in touch and we'll have some more fun and we'll, you know, play some more music and make some more commentary and we'll let Cornell go to bed here. It's only, 1:15 in the morning there where you are?
Yeah, it's 1:15.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Cornell, for doing this spontaneous little whatever you want to call it.
Of course.
You know?
That's no problem. Anything, it's your birthday, Andy. Well,
that's
over.
True.
Time,
no, not so. Here. It's not over with you yet. We're going to have a party here soon.
It's still your birthday, so I did.
Party's about to
Why
break. Party's about to happen here. So listen,
it's only
folks,
you, right? Yourself,
you
right?
Probably the only one having the party, but hey, you know, a party. You know, it's
party
a party.
Stop.
It doesn't stop, and whoever comes to the party comes to the party. You know,
that's right.
Who's ever there is there. You know, so
who knows?
Who knows? Well, listen, folks, happy weekend, happy Christmas, merry whatever it is you're celebrating, Kwanzaa, Christmas, birthdays, and so forth. And we'll let you go here. We'll play another tune, Cornell. I think we'll let them hear one more Christmas tune, then we'll go, eh?
Of course.
All right. Take care, folks. Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you real soon. We'll be back. Bye-bye now. Yeah.
It's starting to kick in, ain't it?
Yeah. You there?
Yeah, it's starting to kick in. The party is starting to kick in, ain't it? It's starting, whatever you drunk or whatever you go, it's starting to kick in, ain't it? I can hear it. Cause you was like, oh yeah, now you like you on Planet Nine now, right? I can hear it in your voice. You're like, Happy Christmas, whatever the fuck is. I'm like, oh, Andy up there, and he fucked up. I'm like, Andy must be fucked up calling me 12:30 at night. I'm like, all right, I'll do it. You high as shit, ain't you? Living like a rock star. David Lee Roth.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Hey, you know what?
What's that?
We are, no, it said it ended. Somehow we're still blinking here, but it said episode ended, so we're not on anymore. We're good. All right. Well, Merry Christmas.
You enjoy it. Merry Christmas, enjoy, and drink some more, and party some more.
I'm going to. You better believe it. Caroline just came out, so we'll...
What are you drinking?
I was drinking some Blue Label, and then some red wine.
Oh, man, that's hit you.
No,
you ain't going to smoke a little twist?
I don't think I'm going to smoke. I'm just going to stay with the alcohol. Yeah.
I know what happened last time. You said, hell with that, right?
1 month ago, November 26th, Thanksgiving was 1 month ago tonight. I was so fucking high. Oh, my God.
You gave up. You said, hell with that shit, man. You
I did.
You
I was ridiculously high. I was so high.
Yeah. That's what happened to me. That's what had me like, look, I'll chill out for a minute because that shit is it scares you.
Yeah.
He was so, I was so high that I was like real scared. I was like, yeah, I'm going to die and shit.
God, oh, scary. Because I felt fine in terms of being able to. Oh, yeah. It was scary. It was really scary.
Yeah, he said, hell with that. I just drink. That's how I was.
Yeah.
Once I get scared of something, something scared me, I'll be like, look, I'm not doing it no more. Fuck that.
No,
I wouldn't feel that for no more.
No, I'm familiar with alcohol. I'm going to leave it at that, you know?
Yeah. That's how I was. I was like, never again. Because I was like, no, I don't want to go through that feeling. Even when you drink a lot, you'd be like, oh, my God, I'm never going to drink that liquor no more.
No.
I drank some Hennessy one time, man. I just kept drinking it. The next morning, Black Label Hennessy, I was so fucked up, dude. I was like, I would never drink Hennessy. I said, I was praying. I don't even pray. I was like, if you just get me out of this one, I'll go to church next year.
Oh, my God.
I don't like that feeling, man. That throwing up and feeling ill.
Oh, man. Yeah, it can get, it'll do it to it. It really will.
But
yeah.
That's what you do. This is the kicker. After you finish drinking what you're doing tonight for your birthday, drink some water. Drink
that's
some water
idea.
So you won't be hydrated.
That's a good idea. That's a real good idea.
Yeah, drink some water so when you wake up, you'll be all right.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to hang over. And don't mix your drinks, please. Don't do brown and don't, you know what I mean? Just stick straight to dark.
I think you're right. I might do another shot of Johnny Walker. Do you think?
Is it clear or you drink dark or clear?
It's a double black.
Okay, cool. So you're not drinking no clear, are you?
No. Mm-mm.
Good, good. So you could drink it. You could drink another shot, man. If you
just
do it with
vodka
and clear, you could have that.
Yeah, not even a full shot. Just a little bit. A little nightcap. You know what I mean? Not even a full shot. Yeah.
How many shots you have?
None since dinner. Since Malibu. That was a couple hours ago.
So you just been drinking wine all day?
I had some Johnny Walker earlier, then some wine, and that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, take one more shot and drink some water behind it so you won't dehydrate. You get dehydration. Whatever. I love you, man.
Say what? Should we call Mandy and Bugger?
I don't want nothing to happen to you.
Should we call Amanda and Bother and Bugger?
Amanda won't even pick up. Amanda, she's like, fuck that. Well, you enjoy the rest of your birthday, man.
Thank you. Thank you. And Caroline just came out, so we'll do something here. And
yeah, have fun.
Yeah,
have
you
fun.
Bet.
Tell her thank you for inviting me, your daughters and everything. I truly appreciate y'all.
I will. Oh, you saw Caroline and Justine then on the video, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, cool. Great.
I had my hat on and everything.
I saw. Yeah, great. Yeah, it looked good. It was good. It was a lot of fun. It was good.
Definitely.
A lot of fun.
Well, go and enjoy. Man, I'm going to
all right, man. Daddy. You have a good morning or good night, whatever. I guess good night. And I'll talk to you later in the day, okay?
I'm going to get me something to eat.
Go get some meat. Yeah, you go get some meat. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you for I'm hungry now.
I'm glad I got you up. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.